Prosecuting Attorney's Office in here this morning.
They have a big trial.
Okay. So just move them up here. At this time, then, I will turn it over to Tannehill County Sheriff, Mr. Brad Daniels, if you want to present for your deputies.
We're going to start with 15 years of service for Keith Quinn, jail administrator. And also with 15 years of service, Amy McNamara. Here, but Aaron Stottle has 10 years of service in dispatch. And Joy's not here, right?
Yeah, she's in the council.
She's got 15 years of service also. Now we'll move on to deputies. Gordon out here. He's got 5 years of service. Also with 5 years of service, John Dixon.
Dixon.
With 10 years of service, we have Mike Hicks. Also with 10 years of service, we have Jared Marler. With 25 years of service, we have Terry Shea. Also with 25 years of service, Gary Aiden.
Is that big for him because you're retired?
Yes.
Also with 25, we have Chris Kemper. Service this year. Kyle, are you supposed to have one?
I'm here for support.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Sheriff. Joanne, go to your support.
Thank you, ma'am.
Ms. Moni, would you like to step up and do for the collector's office?
First, I have Missy Esri, 5 years. Brashler at 10 years.
We're over here whispering about Nick, now he's carrying the weight.
Zipper undone, I don't know what's going on. Next, we'll do the Taney County Assessor. So I'd ask Mr. David Wilson, you come up.
And now they're laughing at you.
That's what I've got to work with.
You should feel blessed.
I am.
Why aren't you kidding?
I'm not.
For 5 years of service, we have Lisa Myers.
Yeah.
And then also 5 years service, we've got Tammy Bishop.
Well, where's Christy? So we're going to the treasurer's office as soon as we're done. I guess we could recess real quick and take this down there. We'll hold on to this. We'll show up shortly and deliver that. And then we have our county clerk, Ms. Stephanie Spencer.
You guys do? No.
I mean, we're all feeling very photogenic this morning.
I forgot it was picture day. We have Ms. Jennifer Hutchison, 5 years service. She's a great asset to our team.
I guess we should announce, since we're still broadcasting, right? So, I mean, I'm sure somebody in the treasurer's office could hear us. So we'll be celebrating Christina Stroop for 5 years of service with Taney County. So thank you all so much for coming in this morning. We are very blessed to have such an amazing group of people in this county. Had Ms. Muller put together 745 years of service is what we celebrated this morning, which is the people who got certificates. And these are on 5 years. So, I mean, we have many, many more. So I don't even know what the number is combined with all of the employees throughout the county, what that number would be. But we're very thankful for you all and appreciate each and every one of you and you for us. So thank you.
Jack, will you get these to them?
Yeah.
Yes, Jimmy had Paul's. Yep. All right, we'll get back on our agenda now. We'll start back on there with the Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission Federal Lands Access Program Supplemental Agreement Number 2 for the Thunder Road Project. This is file number 26-001, Road and Bridge. With us this morning, Road and Bridge Administrator, we have Mr. Jack Cole.
Morning.
Good morning, Jack. How are you?
Morning.
Good. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated January 9th, 2026, approving the supplemental agreement as to form. You want to go in on this just a little bit, Jack?
It's been an ongoing project. We've been working with the Corps and Federal Lands for Thunder Road down Pro Tem. Trying to do a realignment and bridge replacement. So.
And the funding has increased on this just a little bit.
It has more than doubled.
Yeah. So this is a revision to the original reimbursement agreement.
Yeah. So what they've agreed to reimburse now is more than double of the original. Well, it's been 8 years, going on for about 8 years.
Yeah, and there's been an increase.
The cost updates and increases.
Move to approve the Federal Lands Access Program Supplemental Agreement Number 2 by and between Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission and Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you. All right. Next, we have the approval of the intergovernmental funding agreement between Taney County, Missouri and Taney County Regional Sewer District. This is for the annual non-project specific capital improvements. Good morning. With us this morning, we have Mr. Brad Albright from Taney County Regional Sewer District.
Sir, the funding agreement for the annual non-project specific expenditures is an agreement we do annually every year. Primarily covers the administration reimbursement, lift station, grinder, collection system, treatment plant upgrades. All those are individual lines, GIS projects, SCADA. So we just kind of bundle all those in there together, and it's done annually.
And the agreement we have in front of us has been reviewed and approved by Keck and Phillips LLC law firm. It's dated December 18th, 2025. Is there any questions for Mr. Albright?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
Move to approve the intergovernmental funding agreement by and between Taney County and the Taney County Regional Sewer District.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the approval of the intergovernmental funding agreement between Taney County, Missouri and Taney County Regional Sewer District for the capital improvement projects engineering.
So this funding agreement is specific to an evaluation of our lift stations that are 20 years old or older. There's currently 19 of them. And what we will do this year with this engineering is evaluate those lift stations for needed upgrades. And then out of that will come projects that we'll need to do in future funding agreements to upgrade those stations. And it will subsequently lead into collection system evaluation as well for elimination of INI and that type of thing. There is a priority being given to the Poverty Point system. Poverty Point 5 and 6 lift stations have been under capacity, and there's a lot of development happening in the county, but also in the city limits. Hollister has some area that flows through that. So.
Okay. And the intergovernmental agreement, this one has also been reviewed and approved by Keck and Phillips with a date of December 5th, 2025.